Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell, grateful to God for another opportunity to come and share with you all a relevant kingdom message on this week. We'd like to thank our listening audience as it continues to grow globally. For all our listeners in Africa, Kenya, Tanzania, all of you who have been logging in and listening, we greatly appreciate you, and we pray that these messages have been making a tremendous kingdom impact in your life. This week, our subject is becoming a kingdom change agent. Becoming a kingdom change agent. And we're going to talk about a little bit about roles and responsibilities. We're going to look at a checklist, and we're going to look at an awareness spectrum so that we can gauge ourselves and see exactly where we are, if we are willing to be molded and transformed into that which God may desire us to be as a change agent, or if we are somewhere else doing something else and facing consequences because of it. So right now, Father, we thank you for this teaching time. Holy Governor, we acknowledge you as our chief teacher. We acknowledge that you are the revelator, that you will speak to me, speak through me, that I will be able to deliver this teaching to your people with clarity and understanding. God, we ask that you would bless each one who has an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking. We thank you for it now, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We're grateful for those who have called in already. If at any time you have a question, please press 1, and we will gladly bring you live. So, becoming a kingdom change agent. Well, I guess you'll say, well, what is that? What is a kingdom change agent? I'm glad to ask. As it was revealed to me, a kingdom change agent is one who acts as a role model to create change in the area of his or her assigned mountain of influence. A kingdom change agent is one who allows leverage to be placed on them to produce results at a high level of execution. That's a change agent, a kingdom change agent, one who understands that they are a role model, that they are creating change, that they are operating in their mountain of influence, that they are allowing leverage to be placed on them to produce at a high level of execution. That's my definition of kingdom change agent. So what do we have to be aware of? What is the awareness spectrum that you would have us to look at as we look at the process of becoming? As someone who's studied diversity and change agent in human behavior and management, I stumbled upon, Holy Spirit placed this these notes before me from something that I did 6 years ago, looking at appreciating differences, looking at understanding our levels, our responsibilities, and how we interact with change. And in this particular spectrum, this awareness spectrum, I began to see so clearly how in the kingdom we function in all these roles. So we're going to take a look at them. The awareness spectrum starts with the naive. Then it goes to the perpetuator. Then it goes to the avoider. Then you have the change agent. After the change agent, you go over to. So on this awareness spectrum as to where we may fall in the becoming and the process of being a kingdom change agent, we have those who are naive. those who are perpetuators, those who are avoiders, the change agent, and then the fighter. So let's look at naive. What is naive? A naive individual is one, or naive in this perspective, is one who acts with no knowledge of awareness of biases or prejudices and their negative impact. You could use that in the marketplace, even in the home or in the church. But naive, as it speaks to us in the kingdom, 2 Timothy 4:3-4 says, "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wanders off into myths." Ephesians 5:6 reads this way, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of children of disobedience." Naive. I think about naive, I think about what my husband always recants, when you know better, you do better. But those who want to play as though they're naive, they understand that, yeah, what I'm doing, it's going to have a negative impact, but so what? So what? I'll have it to ears. I'll let them keep speaking to me because I'm good. I'm good right here with acting like I don't know better, and then that way I feel like I have to be accountable. And clearly, if I'm operating in that manner, I'm not going to be executing high-level anything for the kingdom of God, be doing what I do. Then secondly, we look at the perpetuator. This person's aware of biases and prejudices, but continues negative behaviors and causes us to look at stereotypical behavior. It causes us to stay in the cliques and wanting to be a part of the crowd. Romans 16:17 says, "I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions." Hear this. "Who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them." Matthew 5:9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." So the perpetuator is going to keep self stirred. You know, the one that always has something to say, but never doing anything. Always with a complaint, but not producing. Recognizes that there are differences in how people are being treated, how you're communicating with someone. Aware of all of that. And with their negative behavior, they're reinforcing it. They're encouraging it. But the Word of God says, watch out for those who are causing division and creating obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you've been taught. Stay clear of them. Because if you are listening tonight, if you're going to be listening to this later on, it's because you understand that there is something different about you. You understand that God is doing something in you. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you in ways very differently from what you've experienced in the past. That would say to you, as I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind, is it that God wants to use me as a kingdom change agent? Hey, that's something to think about. After the perpetuator, we have the avoider. The avoider sees and tolerates inappropriate behaviors in others and plays it safe. They see and don't see. They see and don't see. Person who stirs up division after warning him once and then twice have nothing more to do with him. The avoider sees the inappropriate behavior, sees the mishandling, sees the slander, sees all these things, does nothing about it. And it was like, dang my business, I ain't in that. that's not my piece. Now, y'all go ahead and do that. I'm out. The avoider won't acknowledge, won't stand up, won't be a brother's keeper or a sister's keeper. An avoider won't be an intercessor. You won't go to an avoider and ask them to pray because clearly they don't care. Then we have the kingdom change agent. And that's where we were trying to go tonight. That's what I really want to look at. I'll give you the definition again of the Holy Spirit gave to me. A kingdom change agent is one acting in the role, acting as a role model to create change in the area of his or her assigned mountain of influence. The kingdom change agent allows leverage to be placed on them to produce results with high level execution. And the process for the kingdom change agent in the becoming, there's going to be some things that I believe that God is going to look at in us as we are becoming, as we are transforming. He's going to see how you handle yourself in your mountain of influence assignment. He's going to see whether it's in the marketplace or in the ministry. He's going to see how you handle the task that's been given to you. He's going to see how you deal with change when crisis comes. He's going to see how you handle that. He's going to take time to make sure that you have integrity and character. He wants to see whether you've developed humility and if people are able to trust you in the process of becoming a kingdom change agent. You're also going to face times of isolation, of the period of separation from your past dependencies, able to realign yourself, to realign with God's vision for your life so that you're able to make the right impact. Now, that one right there, that isolation period, sometimes causes a challenge for many of us because no one really likes to feel isolated. We like being included. We like being surrounded by our circle of influence because isolation often makes us feel as though we've done something wrong when, in fact, in this process of becoming the kingdom change agent, God is maturing you. My God, He is enhancing everything that He's placed inside of you that you may be a true producer as a kingdom change agent. He's going to also look at your ability to make and have influence. Because as a change agent, as a kingdom change agent, you have got to be a problem solver. You have to be a proof producer. You're going to have to be innovative. You're going to have to think outside the box. You're going to have to be the one that walks in. And because of the influence that you care, like E.F. Hutton, when you speak, people listen. The process of becoming. Romans 12:2 says, and this is the New Living Translation, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. It means that you're going to go through the process of having your mind changed. You're going to understand the necessity of being transformed by the renewing of your mind, not just your mind on what you do, but how you do, not just what you do, how you do, really who you are. Because often we don't see ourselves as God sees us. We see ourselves based on what other people have said they see in us. And I know you're hearing me. You're listening to me talking about a kingdom change agent. And some of you might be saying, well, you know what? I sort of feel like I'm in that process. I'm being transformed. Some things about me are changing. But you know what, Valerie? I don't know if I really want that, because being a change agent for the kingdom sounds like responsibility. It sounds like work. And guess what? I got enough stuff already. Why would I want to take on more? Let me help you. It's not about what you want. It's not about what you want. It's about what God wants to do through you. It's about you fulfilling the mandate that He's placed on your life according to His will, plan, and purpose for you. This is not about you. Guess what I'm talking about? Because it's not about me either. You know, we look at the processes that we have to go through. And because all of us are different, it takes longer for some of us. It takes longer. And we can't gauge how God changes us, how He transforms us, how He uses us based on what we see in anybody else. We can't. To wait on God, wait on the Lord. We have to be patient in the process of becoming. Because it's necessary. After we've been tried, He sees us as faithful. He sees us as being humble. He sees these things in us. We have to be able to be reliable in the kingdom. And so we've got to wait. We've got to wait. You know, you look in the Bible, there are instances. Abraham had to wait for Isaac until it was God's timing for change to happen. It wasn't his. Moses waited 40 years before God spoke to him at the burning bush. 40 years. Joseph waited 13 years until he was freed from captivity into his destiny. And after that, that resulted in 81-year career as a change agent in God's kingdom, in the nation of Egypt, and salvation and the birth of Israel. He waited 13 years for a career that lasted 81. We can't look at, well, it looks like it took a little while for it to happen for them, but it's taken a longer time for me. Do you understand what's inside of you? Do you understand what it is that He's working with? Because we all had our own baggage, too. Come on, y'all, let's be real. We had our own baggage. We had our own stuff that we're dealing with. And God is having to work us through all of that in order to prepare us for the great work He has for us as change agents in the kingdom. My God, time is moving fast. The last one is a fighter. The one who's the fighter in that spectrum of awareness is always the one who found in fault, is attacking everything with passion to the point that you're speaking truth and they will encourage people to listen to the lie. That's what a fighter does. That's what a fighter of change does. Because they don't want to change, they'll make it so that no one else wants change either, especially coming from you. Now, I'll tell you all that I've experienced some fighters in my life, fighters against change. But did it stop me? No. Will it stop me? No. Because I understand more and more every day the magnitude of the assignment that I've been given. And I say, God, me? He said, yes, Valerie, you. Because you've gone through much of a process and continue to go through the process, allowing me to see the truth about your heart towards my people, allowing me to see that you're a woman of integrity, that you have humility, that you can be trusted, that you're not out about trying to destroy, but you're trying to build my kingdom on earth. I trust you. So, yes, you. And again, if you're listening to this on tonight, It's a yes, you too. Because he's doing a great work in each of us if we are willing and yielding and giving him a yes to say, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. I don't want to be content in being naive. I don't want to be one who's a perpetuator, who sees injustices and not advocating. I don't want to avoid any. I want to be aware of everything. I want high-level discernment so I'm able to recognize what it is that may be trying to cause division in the kingdom of God. I don't want to fight against change. I want change to happen. Whatever change you feel is necessary, Father, that your will be made manifest in the earth. I want to be that kingdom change agent. I want to be that kingdom change agent. So, you know, a couple of things that we can do to check ourselves. Are you stuck in a comfort zone? Because dependent upon where we are as individuals, will really speak to what we're willing to do. Are we really willing to be the role model for change for someone else if we're content in our own comfort zone? Are we willing to examine our perspective of the kingdom? Are we really looking at this from a kingdom perspective, or is it kingdom with a touch of religion, which with a touch of self? Are we willing to check our perspective? Are we willing to be honest and share what we've observed, what we've been empowered with, what we're concerned about, what we know? Are we willing to live our motto at the Empowerment Place that once I've been empowered, I take the responsibility to empower someone else? In our process of becoming the change agent, are we making assumptions or judgments based on our personal biases? Are we only helping those that look like us, that sound like us, that talk like us? Are we prejudging someone based on the color of their skin? Come on, that even happens in the kingdom. It happens in the ministry. It happens in the marketplace. Are we making these the same assumptions? Because if we are, we've got to check ourselves. Are we willing to demonstrate? Willing to demonstrate that we have the knowledge, the anointing, the discernment, the empathy that's needed to bring about change? And are we accountable? Are we accountable? These are things that we can check ourselves with. Because this is not time that we look at, enough that looking at others to see what they're doing. Because we're not going to be accountable for what they're doing unless you're covering them and you're helping to mold them and make them, then you help them navigate. But ultimately, it's still up to them. They have a decision to make on their own as to how they will go about doing what they've been called to do. But for each of us individually, ourselves, and become aware of how we're behaving on this spectrum of becoming, that God would be glorified through us as a kingdom change agent. We say, well, Valerie, what does that look like? I'm going to use me. Let me use me as an example. Let me use me. A change agent, what does it look like? People question. They question, my husband and I, because people call us pastors, but we don't have a building. We don't have a quote-unquote church. We don't have four walls. We don't have a door. We don't have any of that. But a pastor, our understanding and how we operate in that role is We're responsible for those who are assigned to us, to help them grow their relationship with God, to help them understand the kingdom, to operate in kingdom principles, that they may experience the manifestation of God's will in their lives. Our job is to help groom God's people to be all that he wants them to be. Some call us apostles. What do we do in that aspect as an apostle? We set trends. We use models. We help initiate things. We make impact. Get things established. Keep it moving. We don't lord over God's people. It's not what God wants us to do. We understand God's view when he says in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and things will be added unto you. We understand that things will be added because we're seeking the kingdom, his righteousness, and feeding it to the flock, making sure that our influence and our interaction with him only grows and adds to the kingdom and not deters it. What God wants from us, and we're willing to do it by whatever means necessary. We are kingdom change agents. Just saying it sounds wow to me. But if you recognize who you are, even as you're listening to this now, you'll see that you are kingdom change agent too. May not be in the same way that I am, but you carry influence where you are. You make an impact where you are. You're a role model. Come on. You know you are. You're operating in your assigned mountain of influence, and you are getting results. You are a proof producer. And if you're a proof producer, I believe with everything that's in me, you're also a kingdom change agent. Time is gone. Bless God. We do have several callers. Thank you so much for calling in. If there's a question or a comment before we get off the air, please press 1. I'll bring you in really quickly before we close out tonight. Thank you all for calling in tonight. I'm grateful for what the Holy Spirit placed in my spirit on tonight. I'm talking about becoming a change agent, a kingdom change agent. I think this is something that we all need to embrace. As we are truly becoming according to God's will, plan, and purpose for our lives. Amen. Father, we thank you for this time. Holy Governor, we thank you for what you've released to us that we're able to embrace, that we are becoming. We are becoming the kingdom change agents that you're calling for in this time. And God, we will be responsible to do that which you've given us to do, giving you glory, honor, and praise in all things. We count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much again for joining us on this evening. If this has been a blessing to you, please consider sharing this teaching with others. And if we are a blessing, if these teachings are helping you, please consider sowing into our ministry. You can go to our website at empowermentoasis.wordpress.com. Excuse me. And you're able to give safely and securely through. We will be having intercessory prayer tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. Please send in your prayer request to empower_yourself@yahoo.com or find me on Facebook. Until next time, be empowered and take the responsibility to empower others. God bless.